Okay, we're on our last day of Siman Hey, sort of a day of Sharon Yanim. There are two topics I'd like to discuss today. One of the last three lines of the Ramah. Ramah sticks into here the Din of Tzar Balei Chayim, which doesn't seem to belong here, but we'll see in a second why it does. And then the dinim of Amir al-Akum, Bishari Surim, which is really the first few words of Sifya Dalin. Let's start on the topic of Tzar Balei Chayim. The Ramah, the last four lines, adds to the end of the Sif. Oh, before that, I want to read the beginning of the Ramah. Someone asked a question about calling the city for, what was it, squirrel control or cat control? When you have an abundance of cats, you call the city, and the city sprays. Apparently, part of the spraying is to neuter the cats. Actually, the females are called spaying the cats. But part of it is to be misaris the cats. And the question is whether you're allowed to call. So I'd like to read the whole Ramah, because the first part of the Ramah answers that question. So let's start from the beginning of the Ramah, and we'll get to Tzar Balei Chayim in a minute. We talked in Sifya Dalet about the fact that a Yid is not allowed to have his pet or his animal, though, if he has it for business, he's not allowed to have it neutered. So, and that's even to give it to a guy to do. Ramah said, you're allowed to give it to a guy to be a partner, even though the kuti will do it. The kuti adai to the nafshei ka'avim. So we have the heter, and Hilchos Shabbos applies here as well. That even though Amir al-Akum is aser, when the guy does it, adai to the nafshei, that it's mutter, since the guy owns it, he's a shutif with you in it. If the guy does it, it's mutter. I mentioned to you last time, one of the reasons they neuter the animals is not only they shouldn't reproduce, but also they're less wild than an animal that's natural and goes during its phases of heat and gets agitated. You're allowed to sell animals and birds to a guy. What's this about like? Here, you're selling it to a guy. It's not yours. It's yours, but if you sell it to the guy will do it. What's the shaila? Because there are two dais in the Gemara. One day is Amir al-Hakum is Aser by being Misaris. And the other is, no, Amir al-Hakum is Mutter, but Nochri Mitzvah, Ben Noach Mitzvah al-Asirus. There's a Shita, which is a Miyat Shita, the Rishayim, that somehow part of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach is an Isser for an animal to be Misaris, for a guy to be Misaris an animal. Where it fits in the Sheva Mitzvahs, I don't know. They fit it somehow into Eva Menachai, I'm not sure how. But they have such a hergish. The Gemara has such a day as Bar Mitzia Daf Tzadik, that is a day of the Gemara, and the Smag Pachta that way, that is an Isser for a guy to be Misaris. Now we know there's Lifnei Iver to a guy. So this Yesh Isser in the Ramah is this Das Yachis. The kuti was added by the censors all over the place. The word kuti in Shulchan Aruch is always a function of the censors. If you look in the Dikduke Seifrim all over Shas, kuti is didn't exist originally. What?
90%
of the time. There are times in Shas in the Mishnayos mostly where kuti is kuti. It's an interesting thing. The kutim, you know, was a machlokes if they were geri emes or geri rois. They were sincere gerim on that. That's only in the time of the Tanoim. In the time of the Gemara, I think from Rav Nachman and on, they paskin the matzu, the musiaina, they found, it became clear to them, it's a pella, this is thousands of years later, that it became clear to them that they were gerei arayis. So in the Mishnayis, there are some Mishnas that hold kutim have a din Yehudi. In Gemara, a kuti always means a guy. There's no, I don't think there's any exception, except when the Gemara talks about Tanoim, who held gerei amasei. But it seems that it became clear they were gerei arayis.
It was only a certain time, it didn't continue, the nation did not continue.
They continued, because the Jews, the kutim that were Megayer, and they mixed into the Jews, they remained kutim. I don't know the history of it, but you're talking about the kutim in the times of Tanakh, all the way into the times of the Mishnayos, at the end of Churban Bayis Sheni. You're talking about a nice period of time. Anyway, getting back to our topic, so this Yesh Oisim in the Ramah holds that there's Lifnei Iver to give a guy an animal to be Misaris. So basically there are two reasons you're not allowed to give an animal to a guy to be Misaris. One is Althamir La'atum, and the other the Nafshe is Mutter, and the other, the Yesh Oisim, holds Lifnei Iver. You give it to a guy, you have a lifnei iver, even if he does it, adai to the nafshe. But this also has a hefter. What?
The guy will have an amir of the guy.
Oh, okay, that's the next line. That's the next line. But according to the second sheet, there's no hefter adai to the nafshe. But if you hold it out to me, you're lachem, there's a hefter adai to the nafshe. If you hold it out because the guy himself is mitzvah, there's no hefter amir of the nafshe. So to Ramah, that if you hold the yesh aishrim, if he brings the Yesh Oisim, he says, "Umiu eina kuti akayda misaris ba'atzmai recognize the kuti achel lesarisai lekuli al mishari." If you tell one kuti, he tells another kuti. That's called lifnei to lifnei. So al tami relachum, he's doing it at aita dinashe. Al that he's mitzuva, the Gemara says in Avay Dezara that al lifnei mifakdinon, al lifnei to lifnei, my life mifakdinon. You're not allowed to give a guy an aveira, a benayach aveira. You can give it to one guy or give it to another guy. Gemara is talking about selling the birds that they used to use for Avay Dezara. Now I'll sell it to a guy, we'll bring it to Avay Dezara. If you're allowed to sell it to a retailer, he's not himself going to bring it, I'll sell it to others. Salafnei de lefnei, by Gayim, leim efektiva. So what comes out from here is that you have the two together. It's lifnei de lifnei, and they're giving it to the one who's being misaris, and he does it adaita de nafshe. In such a case, there's a heter. So if it's a real sale, it's mutter if it's isavi rolakum. And it's aser if it's not lifnei iver. Right, so still lifnei iver if you know he'll be misaris. Just like you know, I'll sell him the type of animal that the birds they used to bring for Avay Dezara. Oh, you can't. If the Yesh Oisim holds, they had to take him as a partner, is according to the first Shita. That's in Samir Lakum. If the Yesh Oisim goes on that you can't take him as a partner either. Because it's going to be lifnei iver, but then there's a heter of amira lamira of giving it to one guy, who'll give it to another guy. This is the first half of the Ramah. So calling the city and complaining about too many cats to have them come and spray, it's not likely that the person answering the phone is the one who comes and sprays. Right, the person answering the phone, it's amira lamira. They tell someone else. So as long as it's a daita de nafshe, it's mutter. And I assume it's a daita de nafshe. They don't do it for the one person who complained. They do it for the sake of the city.
That's the government. The person answering the phone works for the government, and then she's going to authorize it. It's the government. It's all one person. It's all one person.
I don't think so. It's not lifnei iver. There's no lifnei iver on government. There's lifnei iver on people. So in fact, the government is going to do it. No one's going to do it. There's no
you
government. There's going to be people.
What? You don't own it. When you complain, you don't own it.
You don't own it. It is amira la'akum in the sense you tell the guy to do it.
But it's not,
Okay, as long as the guy's doing it, act naturally. They don't come to your house and spray. They spray the neighborhood. They play wherever there are abundance of cats. And then, so I would think that's why it should be what?
You say with Le'iver, it's not the person answering the phone. You said it's going to do it. It's going to be another guy. So
right. So it's Le'iver. It's Le'fnei to Le'fnei. That's why. That's what it should be.
Are you allowed to kill an animal?
What?
Are you allowed to kill an animal?
So we'll learn about Tzar Balei Chayim then. Okay? Till now we're talking about this is Sirus, which is Loisasu Vahartzachem, which is a lav in the parsha of Mumin, Loisasu Vahartzachem. Now the Ramah at the end turns to a totally new topic about Tzar Balei Chayim. It's like a riddle. Where is Tzar Balei Chayim in Shulchan Aruch? At the end of Hilchas Sirus, at Tzu'adaka, like, I don't think that's the first place people would think of looking, but it is here. Here Ramah says, Kol davish etzarch l'rufua ilashar devarim, les be mishumis etzar balechai. Anything that's needed for the sake of a human being, whether it's to develop a rufua, to heal, or for shar devarim, even for financial benefit, les be is etzar balechai. L'chein, you're allowed to pick the feathers off the geese that are alive. These feathers are quills, they become pens. And we're not worried about Tzar Balei Chayim. And then he ends, we'll get to that ending in a minute. First, I want to talk to you about the small picture, Maritas Neitzayis, and then talk to you about the big picture of Tzar Balei Chayim. It's really an aside. Maritas Neitzayis is something in Hilchas Shechita. Chassidus Shechita, yeah. It's Chassidus Shechita we normally think as a hiddur, and here it's a question if it's a hiddur or it's worse. The din of Maritas Neitzayis is the following. The halacha is, there are five psulim in Shechita that are halacha Moshe Mesinai. Now, it's not a proper Shechita, it's not a Shechita. But even if it's a good Shechita, there are five psulim of in the. One is called Hachalada. What is Hachalada? Chulda is a weasel. You're not allowed to shecht with the knife covered. The knife has to be open when you do Shechita. You can tell me logical reasons, but it's halacha from the Sinai. When you shecht, you can't put a, like a sheet over it. You're afraid Peter is taking a video of it, so you want to cover. You can't cover the knife b'shas Shechita. Now, if a bird has feathers around the neck, and you're going to shecht, the knife is going to be covered by the feathers. So, in the end of Simen Chav Gimel, in Hilchas Shechita, it talks about the shechit before he shechts, pulling out the feathers that would cover the knife. Now, if the feathers are so thick they would cover the knife, there's no shot. By sheep, when they shecht sheep, they shave the neck before. Sheep have heavy wool, and they cut off the wool. They cut off the wool anyway because it's worth money before they shecht it. But the it gets bloody; it's not usable. But the halacha is you're not allowed to have the knife covered during Shechita. That's the din. Today's birds are very young birds. Today they give hormonal injections to make the birds grow quickly. They feed the birds feed that grow quickly. The birds, I believe, are 7 weeks old b'shas Shechita, and they grow them unusually quickly. And then, you know, they bring them in a dump truck and they dump them into the place where it's shechted, and then they're worried that it's Tzar Balei Chayim. You know, Peter's worried only about the last step. You know, the dumping in the dump truck. They're not worried, but the birds today barely have feathers around the neck. The Ramah says that some pluck the feathers before Shechita, and some don't. He doesn't explain why they don't. There are two reasons. One is Tzar Balei Chayim, and one is because you're afraid you'll make a neck of in the veshet. You're afraid that by pulling it too violently, you'll damage something inside. And the halach is, if no blood comes out, you don't have to worry about it, but That's the reason. So Ramah really recommends against doing Maritas Nightsites. If you watch a Shechita, the difference between a Chassidish Shechita and non-Chassidish, you'll see the Shechit by a Chassidish Shechita right before Shechting, with his thumb and his forefinger, pulls out some of the they're really fuzzy type of hair, and then he does Shechita, because they have a meaning, Chassidim have a meaning to be Chayshish for Hachlada, even though it's a very small Chashash, not a real Chashash here. But the minig is that they do it. So a chassidish shechita actually takes the split second longer. With the hand, one hand, with the left hand, they hold the tefisa of the bird, which is really the most challenging thing of being a shechit, is to hold the bird properly, which is with the left hand. And then with the right hand, assuming the right is, they first pull out a few feathers, and then they do the shechita on the bird. So that's where Maritas Noitzais comes up. Now, Maritas Nitzitz to get a quail. You can do Maritas Nitzitz after Shechita. The Nitzitz are all over the bird, not just by the bloody place of the Shechita. The whole bird is full of feathers. And there's no big tzairach to do it. The only place there is a tzairach is Bishas HaChalada. And that's where that particular example comes up. Because there you can do it afterwards. The whole idea is to do it before. So if the nitzis are big enough to present a halachic problem, you have to do Maritas nitzis. When they're not big enough, they're not. In Empire, when they got to the turkeys, they told me that when the Chassidish HaMashgiach comes, they want to see if he knows anything about birds. They tell him that Mahadir, that they shave the nitzis off the neck of the turkey beforehand. They show them how clean it is. It has no feathers, turkeys. Turkeys have no feathers. So they want to see if the chef knows what he's talking about. Then he laughs when they tell him. And if he doesn't know what he's talking about, then he says, oh, that's a nice hitter. So, you know, it's one of the things. The chef didn't like to chep, or anybody who comes to chep. So turkey doesn't have this problem. And by chickens... Our chickens, most of our the young chickens that they have today are not, at least in America, are not a shot. Okay, that's an aside. That's Talocha Britas Nitzais. Let's get back to the dinim of Tzar Balei Chaim. What is Tzar Balei Chaim doing here? So Gra Mem brings that the reason it's here, he says, Midamrina Bechagiga, it doesn't say which daf in Chagiga, but it's Yudalan Amid Beis. We're going to get there in the Shabbos Shir Mitz Hashem. Ma'alus Rusei Kalba. The Gemara in Chagiga asks a shayla, are you allowed to be misareis a dog? Somebody has a pet dog and he wants to calm it down. So the Gemara says, Ma'alus Rusei Kalba. So the Gemara answers, that Ba'artzachem Laisasu. This is innocent to be misareis even a behemoth man. Why does the Gemara say Tzar Balei Chaim? Midamrina Ma'alus Rusei Kalba. Atzar Balei Chaim, we're not concerned, because that would be Mutas L'Tzarech Yisrael. It's for the benefit of the owner who's a Yid. So that's a makar, that Tzar Balei Chaim is Mutter for the Tzarech of a human being. For Tzarech Bnei Adam, you're allowed to be Mitzar Balei Chaim. Now, there are other Gemaras that are mashma differently. If you remember, in the beginning of Chulin, I think Rabbeinu HaKadosh invited Reb Pinchas Ben Yair to eat in his house. Reb Pinchas Ben Yair didn't eat by anybody, but he needed a way out. Remember what he told him? He said, I can come to your house. You have these white animals that are wild animals. He says, Malach HaMavis, but basically the plain, I'm going to eat by him. What was it? White donkeys from the yard. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh was taken aback. So he offered to let them go. He said, "You're wasting them." He offered nakrinu. He said, "I'll be oikru them. I'll pull out the tendons on the legs so that they can't kick." So Rabbi Chaim Yo told Tzar Balei Chaim. So the kasha is Tzar Balei Chaim letzarech b'nei adam is mutter. So the Trumas Hadeshen, which is this Ramah, is the kasha. He says, because there it's not a real tzarech b'nei adam. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wouldn't have had these animals if they really went around being mazik. It was a pinchas v'yaras chumra. not a real, if it's imagined tzarech b'nei adam, that's not a heter. As we have true tzarech b'nei adam, in order to be matter tzar b'alei chayim, it has to be some sort of a real need, and if it's not a real need, then there's no heter. So this is the rule here, that tzarech b'nei adam amutter, and of course, this is where all the discussion comes up about doing different experimentation on animals. I want to tell you there are two other Gemaras that we Rishonim bring that Tzar Bal Chaim is mutter for the use of a person. Muki Yosef in Eilu Metzias, he brings an interesting raya. Where's Tzar Bal Chaim in the Torah? Prikavatina. Prikavatina. If you see a friend having a hard time with his animal, if the animal is either overloaded or not yet loaded, it's a mitzvah to help him. So we say, prika kaidam latina, unloading is first. You see one friend who has prika, and one friend whose animal is overloaded, and one animal needs help loading, prika is first, which from tzar balei chayim. So that's yet. Yet, a zaken veinu lefi kvaidai doesn't have to do prika, the Gemara says. If he's a zaken veinu lefi kvaidai, it's not as covered to unload. If the kasha is tzar balei chayim deraisa, tzar balei chayim deraisa, you should be mechuyev to do it. Who, you know, there's ein chalkim kavod l'rabim, okay, mechil Hashem, if it's a vayavera. From there, the Muki Yosef brings a raya that if it's tzarchei b'nei adam, when there's a tzarech for a person, there's no din of tzar balei chayim. That's the Muki Yosef's raya. The Ramban has a third makar. So one makar is chagiga, like the Gras says. One is zaken. Zaken is not such a perfect raya, because there it's b'shev al tasa, not being mitzar the balchai, or just not helping the balchai. So it's a shvacha. A shvacha makar, right? To have a makar that you're allowed to be mitzar of al-chai for tzarchei adam, and being a rai from zakeh mein lefi kvaidai, it's shvach, because zakeh mein lefi kvaidai, it's a passive, it's sheval tasa. That's a good raya. The Ramban brings a raya from Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, where it talks about being oiker mibnei kavod hamalachim. When kings died, that's covered melech, they used to burn his assets, and they used to be oiker his behemoths. Why it was called covered, I don't know, but it was considered a covered for the kings. And the Gemara there says, and what's that, Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, I believe, that it's mutter. The Gemara brings the pasuk as suseim ta'aker, and Yeshua it says he was told when they captured Eretz Yisrael they should be oiker the susim of their enemies. So it's a third makar. So there are three possible makayrais for this heter. Tzar balei chayim is mutter l'tzarech adam.
Would, by a ben pekua, if he has a desire for a certain limb, would that be l'tzarech adam?
Where's tzar balei chayim and a ben pekua?
He's taking these, putting his hand into the womb of the behemoth, he's cutting off a piece of the animal because he has a desire to eat it. He has a desire to, and kol shabba behemoth teichelu. Committed to eat it. Is that a case of...
Okay, if it is tzar, then tzar balei chayim. I guess Cheshem Yerideh talks of it's not a regular ben pekua, that's not a regular ben pekua. That's the animal before it's born, if you shake it before it comes out. Yeah, I think the Gemara is talking theoretically that if the animal has tzar in the womb, I have no idea. So this is the source for the idea that tzar balei chayim is mutal tzairich. And there is one area of machlokes in this topic, and Gedolei Yisrael argued about it. We're not in the farming community, so we don't really know much about it. There's a tshuva. There are a few tshuvas in Tzar balei chayim of Yehuda. One has to do with a bechar. When a farmer has a bechar born to him, Bisman Hazeh, it's a tragedy. He ends up with an animal that's kachin. He can't have any benefit from it. He can't even lean on it. He can't milk it for profit. Well, he can't milk it anyway, because the bechar is a bear. But he can't share it. He can't have any benefit from a from a bechar, and you got to feed it. You know, it costs money, and it doesn't produce. So the shaila is, we find in the Gemara by certain kachim a heter of putting it in a box and starving it. No, I kill it. You know, can you just put it into a box and starve it like Nisa Bikipa? What? Chatois Hameses. Yeah. So the question in between, Tosfos says that it's mutter by a Safik Bechar, and the Shulchan Aruch says that it's Asus and Mishin Tess, or whatever it is, in Hilchos Nirudaya. And the Shaila is Lamaisa. So there's an exchange of letters from the Neid Behuda to Ramei officialists of his time, obviously in Adam Gadol. I don't have the Maramachim jotted down here. But the Lamaisa, this Ramei officialist was Asert. He said, Nalevi Matlmum in a Bechar, Koshkein, it's starving, it is a big tsar than being Matlmum. It's a bigger tsar for the animal, and since it's mitzar tfei, so it's us. And Yehuda, we don't have his letter. We have Neid Yehuda's couple of letters back to him. Neid Yehuda says, "You're not talking like a Talmud Chacham. You're talking about the tsar of the animal, and I'm talking about the aveira of the person. What's worse, to be matul mum, which you?" Being mitzara biyadayim, or machdisa lekipa, walking away. You're not doing an aveira biyadayim. How can you say, well, it's more painful to the animal? That's not the cheshbon. The cheshbon is what's a bigger aveira for the person. To do an aveira biyadayim is more chomer than an aveira b'shev al taseh, and therefore, he says an aveira b'shev al taseh, that there's no cheshbon. And it's mutter. He's mitzarif the idea that letzarech b'nei adam tzava lechayim is mutter. And two cheshbon is together. He's matel lachnisa b'kipa, to put it into a kippa, and letting it die that way. That's the chiddush of the Neid Behuda. The get to us are the glue traps that are very common today. They used to have fly paper was glued. I don't know why. Now, probably I never liked it. I thought it's a terrible way of killing flies, especially because flies don't really bother anybody. They just fly around. They don't bite you. They don't. What do flies do to you? What?
They go in the
kitchen.
The camp.
The camp. So what do they do? So they fly around. So why don't people say, oh, it's so sweet, there are flies flying around? Like, why is it a terrible thing?
That's you doing it. You just hang it up.
No. So Neid Behuda is saying, if you're not doing it, it just happens that is more kulandik with Tzarech B'nei Adam. It's more kulandik. What's the nafkamina? Tzarech B'nei Adam is mutter. But the Ramah says it's Tayv Limnoyam and the Azarians. So he's saying in this case it's better. What?
Rodents
are taka. I meant the flies. Now today they use it for rodents. The rodents taka are a big problem. And they have glue traps. The glue traps work. And if glue traps didn't work, Steve Frisch would still be living in Flatbush. You know, he would go build himself a house. But bee traps on Sukkot also. I don't like them. My wife always wants me to put out a bee trap. You know how they work? The bee's stuck in there, and it's mitzvah the bee a whole time. I told my wife, bees don't bother anybody. If you don't swat at the bee, the bees don't sting people. They only sting people if you swat at it. And you hit it.
The bee kills itself, those things. Yeah.
What?
The bee dies, there are things. The yellow jackets have the problem, but keep on stinging.
Okay, I'm not an expert in this, but anyway, it's just a terrible way of killing them. I don't... And Lamaisa, this Neid Behuda is matir. If you're not doing the Maisa Tzar Balei Chaim, just causing it to happen, that it's mutter. To slaughter an animal is mutter, yes. Okay. The Neid Behuda writes in the Tshuva that killing an animal is not Tzar Balei Chaim. They kill an animal, it's a quick death, and it's not tzavachet. The Yehuda has a famous tshuva about hunting. Someone said, what?
The feathers, it's momentarily before they're getting shattered. Anyway, is that a real...
Is it real pain?
Stings them, and for a minute later, they're fine.
I don't know. And a lot of people don't like to get injections because of how painful is an injection.
Okay, that's like there's no shear in Shabbat.
You mean shear in time? So shita
or
should be the same.
How painful? It's like,
I don't know. You have to ask Rav Zeira what it feels like. Nobody else knows. Yehuda has an interesting tshuva, but I think it's a famous tshuva. Someone asked him if he could go hunting, and he wrote to him, "Don't tell me chumris and musr. I want to know api halacha. Is it mutter to go hunting?" So Rabbi Yehuda writes, "Al tzar balei chayim, it's mutter because killing animals." Is not tzar balei chayim. He doesn't mention the possibility that you might injure the animal. I'm not sure, but he ends up by saying that something that the Torah attributes to Yishmael, to two people, to Esav and Nimrod, whatever it is, attributes to a few such people. Mistam, the Torah means it's asal pidim. That's his lashon at the end of the tshuva. But in the tshuva, he writes that killing is not strictly speaking is not us. But al kapanim. This is the rule that tzar balei chayim tzar b'nei adam is mutter. Now the last line of the Ramah is confusing. Mekom ha'kailim nimnoim dehavi achzaris. It says people still refrain from it because it's achzaris. This is part of the Tshuvas Hadeshen. The parentheses ma'ari simin kuf should be kuf hei. I have kuf samach. Should be simin kuf hei. Really should go after the whole thing. The whole thing is part of the Tshuvas Hadeshen. And he says, Atzarius, he brings the story with Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Bav Metzia, where the Daf Pehe, with the Igla Tilsa, came running to Rabbeinu HaKadosh that they want to shecht me. He said, Zil, Lekach Neitzarta. And he shouldn't have, it was an Atzarius. So, his mutter, he didn't say, do anything wrong, you're allowed to shecht. So, Shemus Hadeshin says, you know, behave with Atzarius. So, when we came, Mokomok, Arelim Nimnoim, not to pull out the feathers while it's alive. The Havi Azari. So the question is how far this goes. How far this Ha'ilam Nimnaam Ibn Azari is. The first tshuva on animal experimentation on animals, which is, after all, a more contemporary issue, is in the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov was probably 300 years ago in Chelek Gimel Tshuva Ayin, I believe it is. He has a tshuva about experimenting on animals. I tshuva ayin aleph. The kshayla there is they have a certain medication, but they're not sure if it can kill a person. So they want to feed it to dogs and cats and see if it kills them. Then the people won't use it. So it's a way of experimenting with a new type of a medication. The kshayla was if what? Oh, so that's what he says. He says. He was asked, it's mutter, tzar b'nei adam l'refuah, it's mutter. What about the nimnoim mishum tzar b'nei, mishum azarius? See, he says, what you're saying, he says, azarius is, when you do it, b'shas ma'isa, and you cause it pain. When you feed it, there's no need of azarius, but feeding it, the animal's happily eating it. The next day, the animal may die from it, or get sick from it. The need of azarius, the person, it's not the same azarius. As something that's b'shas ma'isa, and therefore he says that his lashon is that borer and enchashas shisser, very strong lashon, that it's mutter for this reason. Now, even though this is a reason to be matir, we all could agree with it. That would only work for feeding things to an animal for experimentation, but cutting up an animal or doing something to an animal that's alive, this is not matir. In the Sri Deyesh, there's a tshuva, there's an exchange of letters between Rav Breish in Switzerland, I think that's Chalkas Yaakov, I think, and the Sri Deyesh, and there's a very nice lashon, Rav Weinberg, also from Switzerland, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. The Sri Deyesh, what? It's Chelek Gimel Tshuva Zayin. It's a letter to Rav Breish. He argues on certain nekudas of Rav Breish, but he ends up, it's mutter. either Ramah, very nice lashon. This is the lashon at the end of the tshuva. Mutzal etzar balechayim latia leschach mekachmas harafua. For chachmas harafua, you're allowed to be mitzar. V'lo yoid ela lefidaiti ein kan afilu midas chasidus. This end of the Ramah. Why? Listen to this lashon. Midas chasidus uhecha shenegei rak la'atzmai. You can be nice chasidus if you're willing to lose something in order for a midas chasidus. Rishay yodam lahachmar al atzmai. Avoloi b'mokiv shenegei al acherim. My chaz is tzar balechayim adif mitzar shel hachayim. He says, that's not midas chasidus. Midas chasidus is when you do something, you say, I'm willing to take a loss, I won't have noitzais, and I'll be machmir. But to be machmir, and yen is cheshbin, he says, that's also, that's, Mesil Sisharim has a chapter called Mishkal HaChasidus. So Salanta said that washing negavasa by your bed in the dorm, when everybody else is sleeping, is chesar in Mishkal HaChasidus. Washing negavasa is knapa de rabbana. Without washing up by your bed, it doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, and waking up other people, assuming they're not supposed to be getting up anyway, waking up other people early is a mischar, a mischar chassid. Yeah, mosquitoes are mitzar people, and certainly you're allowed to do whatever is necessary. So anyway, it's a very nice idea. Mishkal Chasidus is a beautiful idea. People are machmir and the other guy's cheshbin, you know, be machmir on your cheshbin, don't be machmir. So the Sri Dei says, you want to be machmir with this Ramah, if you have a hefsid, be machmir. But that you can't heal chaylim because you want to be machmir, he says that doesn't
like
apply.
For cosmetics?
What?
Something like for cosmetics, they check him on animal. Cosmetics.
For cosmetics, they burn on animals?
They used to.
They put lipstick on animals?
No, they test it.
The what?
They test it.
Cosmetics?
On animals to make sure that people don't put on rashes or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So why is that Bali Chaim for the animal to have lipstick?
Because they have a reaction to it.
Oh, they get a reaction. It's mutal, it's mutal. The question is, this yeah, for financial benefit, it's also mutal. It's also mutal, but it's alumni, that's the thing. An animal under anesthesia. I don't know how animals are. My experience is, when you wake up from the anesthesia, it hurts. You know what I mean? The anesthesia wears off, and the animal's left with stitches or whatever it is. I think there's still a certain element of tzar balei chayim, depending on what you do. If you put the animal under anesthesia and take out its tonsils, it's probably not a lot of tzar. I guess it depends. It depends on the case. All these cases are mutter l'tzar b'nei adam. The question is only the yesh l'mnoya b'shem azarias. That's the whole issue that we're talking about now. What? Okay, it's I'm sure cutting up an animal. How much it's not b'shem, but okay, it could be right. Okay, anyway, this is the I guess the long and short of tzar balei chayim. It's mutter l'tzar b'nei adam. What about going horseback riding just for fun? Or when you kick a horse so it should go faster. With spurs or without spurs? Yes.
They have regulations for the Grand Canyon. You can't go on a donkey if you're over 250 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a dieting.
I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that the Gemara says that when Hashem created animals, l'daitam nivru, l'tzivyaynam nivru, it's a very funny thing. Rashi says, Hashem asked them, do you want to be created? They said, yes. Like, what does it mean, he asked them, do you want to be created? If they weren't created, what's the shot of the Rashi? The Gemara says, all my spirit, l'daitam nivru, is a Rashi, Hashem asked them, do you want to be created? So I can say, what kind of thing is that? So he said, it means that Hashem created the animals. He said, a ferd, Rabbi Yaakov said in his Zaydish Yiddish that a ferd is perfectly tzufriden to give people rides. The Daitam Nivru, they're happy to give it a ride. It happens to be, Rabbi Yaakov said, he said about a horse, and it's a Chasam Sefer. Some sefer says, Chazal said, you're not allowed to ride a horse because you might rip off a branch. But the Shvi says, behemah. How do I ride a horse anyway? So he says, because one person riding a horse, there's no Shvi's behemah. An animal likes. Two people on a horse, like Lee says, if they weigh too much, it's not about the kind. So sefer asks, by reading by Or HaNer, you're not allowed to read by Or HaNer because you might change it. If you have someone with you, you're allowed to because you remind each other. So Sefer says, so by horseback riding, two people should be mutter.
Right.
You remind each other. He says, no, two people is asur al shvisus behemta. Because Hashem didn't create animals to give horses to give two people a ride at a time. But one person is no shvisus behemta because the animal is happy to do it. And the meila, it's only us around Tzimaitre. But two people, that's us, our Jesus Baptist. So Sefer says, so Sefer happens to be in the Pesach Tshuva in Hilchos Shechita, for whatever reason.
So you have two people riding two different forces together.
That doesn't help. It has to be the Nera from the same Nera. So they give their das on each other. Two different Neras, there's no heter of two people. It's only. If they're riding two different animals, so the Gemara says they're not daitam themselves if they're next to each other, they're not daitam. Anyway, the that's what Rabbi Yaakov said. I don't know about doing just for pleasure. Why does a horse run when you kick it? It runs because it hurts and it's running away?
No,
well, it hurts, it's just a signal for horses to run. So I mean, it doesn't really hurt? I don't know. Why? I don't know, but nobody can tell me why a horse. Because they're trained or because they're tsar? They're running away from the tsar?
If you kick too hard, they start throwing somehow, they're going to throw you off.
What was the question? A racehorse? I'm not sure. Okay, let's move on. Whether horseback riding is a worthy pursuit is a separate question. To me, it sounds like a total waste of time. But I guess go-karting is also a waste of time. What?
There's horse therapy?
They give therapy to the horses? Oh, to kids, they get horse therapy. Okay, Rabbi said, let's move on to topic number two before we part. Alright, topic number one, Sabbath Lechayim. Topic number two goes back to the first words of the Sif. Asar Laima Lakuti Lasaris Behema Shalom. Now, this is a Gemara. Gemara Bav Metzia Daf Tzadik has a Shaila by the Isser of Lysasim Shar B'dishai. Now that a muzzle is Shar when it's working with food. The Gemara has a shaila, can you tell a guy to muzzle your animal when he works with your animal with your food? Are you allowed to tell a guy to do it? The Gemara is, you say Amir Lakum is only a Shabbos Dikadin. Gemara compares the Farish to Shabbos, which is important in the halacha, you'll see. Gemara says, is it only a Shabbos Dikadin? And a call Tarakura, the Chazal Warren guy is Amir Lakum? Or is it, and if so, or is it Shabbos Dikadin and not by everything else? Or it's only a Drabbanim. The Drabbanim made it only by Shabbos. Or is it B'chah Terekula? That's Gemara Shabbos. Gemara says Toshma. You're not allowed to tell a guy to be Misaris your behema. You see, Armira La'akum is also even by Shari Surim. Gemara says maybe not. Maybe Akum b'nei noyach ha'metzuv ala siris. So it's l'feiver and it's no raya. That's the shakl of attire in the Gemara. There's no clear maskonik. So the Gemara says maybe not. So the Rosh brings the Ravid. The Ravid is the Yeshai. So here the Ravid holds there's no Amir Lak B'chal HaTaira. It's only in our Isser of Ben Noach Mitzvah Al-Asirus. And that's the Yeshai in the Ramah that you can't even sell it to a guy. The guy does it for himself. It's called the Smag Shita also. But the Rosh himself argues in the Rambam, and they say, we certainly pass it at the Rambam and the Rosh against the Smag and the Ravid, and they say Amir al-Akum applies B'chal HaTaira Kula as well. And I shouldn't say, the words that they say is Amir al-Akum applies by Leisach Saim and by Sris, and Akum and not Mitzvah. I'm being misaris, and it's an amir lakim dikadin that you're not allowed to give. You're not allowed to do it. So the understanding of the paiskim pretty much across the board is that amir lakim is aser everywhere. Where is it in Shulchan Aruch? Only two places. In Eben Ezer by Saris, right here, and a Chayshemishpa by Laisasim Sharbadishai, which are two Gemara's cases. The style of the Shulchan Aruch brings the Gemara's cases, it brings these two cases. So according to this, Amir Al-Akum is something that's usher in all cases. Now, there are a couple of Gemara's that are problematic. The main problem is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that Rav Gamliel had images of the moon to ask Aden how they saw the moon. So the Gemara says on Daf Chav Dalid that Rav Gamliel had images. In fact, the Gemara, Mishari, like Siv Laisasim Iti, Laisasim Kedvushim Shayim Sham Shalafarei Bamar. It's not a well-known Aveira, but it's an Aveira to draw a picture of the moon, a picture of the sun. All these things are Aser. And it's also lemaisa bizman hazeh to draw it. You're allowed to draw it to teach. Someone who's teaching Rosh Hashanah is allowed to draw. But stam for decoration, it's aser, and it's an iser that Jews are not aware of. They have paintings of sunsets, which are an iser d'iraisa. And even the magazines and newspapers, they picture pictures of sunsets. And they don't even have a havamina. That is an iser to picture to have a picture of the sun or the stars for decoration. It's all. I go into sukkahs. I see the sukkah like an out now. The iser deraisa hanging in the sukkah. It's very strange, a very very strange thing, and it's not well known. But drawing kidmush shimshai hamisham shem lefanei b'marai, drawing a picture of the moon, the sun, or the stars, it's less man depaling that it's awesome. It's no machlokes.
Is the full sun the full moon or?
The way it looks to you, you're allowed to have a picture of a sun if it's partially blocked by trees in the picture.
Or setting.
A setting is also, it's the way you see it in the sky that's aser. So a crescent of a moon is also aser. And it's in Yeridei, Hilchos Avodah Zarah.
What about the stars and
So the stars in the dream, the teachers do it, they hold that that's called the lamed. The teacher's mother. Whether your teaching includes giving kindergarten kids a picture is it's debatable. I mean, they could argue
it. They don't look anything like that.
Well, okay, we can argue if it looks like it or not, but that's not my point. My point is that you're not allowed to make such an image. So the Gemara is, how could Rav Gamliel have it? So the Gemara says, Shani Rav Gamliel, da cheirim asulai. So Gemara has, I think, three terutzim. One terutz is Shani Rav Gamliel da cheirim asulai, and it says loisasuniti, and I'll let him make it. And others made it for him. Goyim drew it for him, and then he added to question the witnesses.
So you can buy one.
So Gemara says others could do it. Tosis asks, Amira Lakum is aser. Tosis on the spot he asks that Amira Lakum is aser even by such an iser. What?
He found it in the story.
Okay, before we get to your teretz, the Taisus teretz is Tzorich Mitzvah Shani. Taisus Rosh Hashanah answer that Tzorich Mitzvah is different. Tzorich Mitzvah, even that's Amir Lakum, Amakim Tzorich Mitzvah is Mutter. That's the Bali Itashit in Hilchos Shabbos, that Amir Lakum is Mutter for Tzorich Mitzvah.
Right.
And that's what Taisus says in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the truth is, Taisus in Yuma, and after Dalid, brings that they used to, do you remember the Machzorim, the Shablat used to have all these elaborate pictures, the old ones? He says they had the Machzorim, Taisus says, with these pictures. So Taisus says, Acherim Asul Leishani. Taisus seems to say that if a guy does it, Adaita Nafshay, that it's Mutter. It's not a double Pashit. The newspapers have a thing with the Jewish papers. How they have in the weather report on a sunny day, they have a picture of the sun. I don't know, you know, that's aser. You're not allowed to have a picture of the sun. So that's saimach, that it's amir lakum, that a guy is doing it for them. And the pashtus is amir lakum, Taisa says is aser. Taisa says tzarech mitzvah shani. The pashtus is that it's aser and they should not be doing it. But like I say, there's some of that the goyim are doing. They're printing
is also considered
a seva. Yeah, printing is definitely it's seva. Printing is seva. You have to remember the Taz holds a printed sefer Torah is mutter to learn from. We know it's mutter. It's not kesidran, etc. But printing is probably
the Gemara had lions in the Sharblad, and then the Kitei covered it also.
Okay, but that's only Aser three dimensional. The be that as it may, there is one Adam Gadol that's Mekel, some cipher no less. Again, the Pashas HaGemara, the Rosh and the Rambam. The Gemara says, is Amir Lach only B'Shabbos, so everywhere? So the Gemara says, Arai from Saris. Machabes says, Osa Loim Lakuti Masares. So the Gemara says, maybe, maybe because Ben Nayach is Mitzvah. The Ramah says that Adaita Denafshe is Mutta, meaning that it's only out Amir Lach. Pretty clear from Shulchan Aruch. Some Sefer has a Kasha. And the Kasha is, that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Klai Zroim says the following words. This is the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Klai, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, and it's here in whatever is Reish Tzadik Vav, Hilchas Klai Zroim. Muta loim lenachi lezroi aloi kalei zroim. Mechaber, Rambam. Muta loim lenachi lezroi aloi kalei zroim. You're allowed to tell a guy to plant kalei zroim. What's going on? Now, before you get all excited over the heter, the Taz is Matriya, the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch, and Mefarshei Rambam on the Rambam, according to Ravid, they're Matriya on this heter. Some Sefer writes in a tshuva, in Chelek Vav, in the Lukutim Simen Chav Dalet, he says, B'derech Efsher, that it's only Aser, when it says that it's Aser, it only brings Sirus and Leisachsaim. It says only Averis that have to do with Tzar Bale Chaim are Aser, Amir Lachum. Leisachsaim Shabadisha, Tzar Bale Chaim. The Sirus, Tzar Bale Chaim. But by other Averis, like Zraim, could be its Mut. He says, B'derech Hepshir. Some Sefer is the Mekel in Amir Lachum by Shari Surim. He himself, though, says not to rely on me only with its Sirif. Only if you have another factor to take into account, or by Nisid Rabbanon, but the Sam Sefer is the big Mekel here.
What should be the Chilek?
What should be the Chilek? So there are two possible Esberim in the Sam Sefer. Either only those are theirs where the outcome is the Isser, not where the Mice is the Isser, or only where it involves Tzav Bale Chaim, Tzav Hazal Wagayz. Not Mashu for the Gemara. The Gemara compares it to Shabbos. So Sefer's case is a common Shaiva also these days about doing business with Macholes Asuris. The Chazal, there's an Isser in Simin, I think Kuf Tez Ayin or Kuf Yud Zayin, Isser Schayr B'Tvar Masurim. You know how to have a store that sells treifas, that sells treifa meat or treifa stuff. It's also to do Schayr B'Tvar Masurim. Now, there are people who do it. There are heterim within the Isser. There are people, a good friend Eddie Lieberman has a business. He provides food for nursing homes. So he can't provide only kosher food. They're going to go somewhere else. He can't provide straight kosher. So he has a contract with Empire. They send him their tray for chickens, the ones that are messed up in Shechita, and the kosher chickens. So the kosher, they charge kosher price, and the tray for, they charge tray for price. So, and what's his head to do business with Treifa? So there's a head to Nizdami Loishari. I'm not going to go into the arichas of it, but the bottom line is, if you have a business that's doing business with kosher things, most groceries are kosher, with or without a hechsher, most potato chips are kosher, and most oils are kosher, most things are kosher. But in order to make your business viable, you got to have a supermarket in Manhattan, you got to have Treifa things also. That's called Nizdamin Lai. That's not your main business. So there's a heter of Schaira by Nizdamin Lai. So he once called me, he told me, Empire, the trefa chickens all come with a black plumber. That's a simin. When the animal's trapped, the shaykhid, they put a dark black plumba on the wing. So he said they sent the trafe once with a hechsher plumber, you know, for 49 cents a pound instead of 249 a pound, or whatever the numbers are. So he asked me, can I take him home? I'll take him home for my own personal use, 49 cents a pound, you know, like, I'll take it. So I told him he has to check. He said he called them. They just didn't have enough tray for chickens. So to fill the order, they took some of the kosher chickens and they sent it. So I told him you could use it 100%. What's a shiloh? It's a kosher chicken. Later he told me he couldn't bring himself to use it. Like it came as a tray for chicken. He couldn't do it. But that's ahead. Now, what's the din? If you have a totally treif business, a sausage business, I had a friend whose father was in the sausage business. The father's European Yid, went through the war. He came to America. He never heard that there's Isser of Schayr B'dvarim Asurim. Never heard of it. Probably Adyei Maisa, he never heard of it. And, you know, his son was not going to inherit the business. He had a sausage business. What's the din? Somebody wants to buy a tray for business. And he's going to hire a guy. He'll do it all with Amir al-Akum. He won't be there. He'll do Amir al-Akum. Some sefer's mat here on two tzeruf. One, I'm saying now, Amir al-Akum maybe is only usher by these two Tzav al-Echayim Dikadinim. Number two is the Machlekes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rashba. What's the Isser of Schayra? One Shita, I think the Rambam Shita, is a Siddai Raisa. It says, Lagarsha Basharecha Tineno, let's say, Lagarsha Tineno, and Macha Lenachri. So it's Xeris HaKasim that you only allow to sell to a Nachri, whatever it is there, but otherwise it's Sasa. The Rashba holds no, it's a Gezeira that you might come to eat it. If you do business with Machalas Asuras, you might come to eat it. Afkamina is, if you're not there, you have Goyim there, not because they're going to come to eat it, you're not there, you're a silent partner. So some sefer is mitzar for two shitas. The shita that it's only Yosef, he might eat it. If you're not there, you're not there. And his shita that Amir al Nachri could be his mutta by Shari Surim. So with the two together, he's Mekel. Now, well, with the Gedarim, I just want to leave for a little confusion. Just the clock is ticking. I want to start to move on. Let me just get back to Sardis. What? Now, just to get back here in Machlokes Asuras, it's a heavy machlokes. It's a long night of Yehuda. I want to get back to Sardis. We're learning now. Amir al-Nachri is only Aser K'moy Shabbos. That's the Lashon Gemara. The tzad Amir al-Nachri is Aser. The tzad then it's Anachri is Mitzvah. He's Mitzvah. But the tzad it's Amir al-Nachri. There's a nafkamina here. On Shabbos, a shvus to shvus is mutter b'mak and tzarah gadol. A shvus to shvus, a double drabbanon is mutter. Sirus of a zachar is zicha deraisa. Of a nekeva, the gra held is deraisa. The mechabe held is derabana. But kaishalikrin is derabana. We said that in sifyud beis amash kaishalikrin is only a derabana. So it's one thing to tell a guy to do surgery and be misaris an animal. So that's amir lakam and a deraisa. But to tell him to be Misaras in Akum through Kaishalikrim indirectly, or if you're Sardin, you hold like the Mechaber that being Misaras Nekevis is only a Durabanan, then Amir al Akum would have to be Makam Tzarekadl. You have to imagine why it would be a case of a Tzarekadl. But if there would be a Tzarekadl, we have here an avenue of Heter, because since it's all Gebayt on a Dimion of Shabbos, Shabbos Shvus to Shvus for Makim Tzara Gadol is Mutter, Makim Hefsid is Mutter. So that would be an avenue of Heter. So here you have in Sifya Dalid two side topics, Amir al-Akum Bashari Surim and Tzav al-Echayim, which if you didn't learn it, you wouldn't know where to look for it. It's here at the end of Simin Hay. And okay, Hajjan Allah, the Alachas of Tzuadaka. People don't learn it too many times in their life. And Yitz Hashem, next week we start Simin Vav. Dasha ba'asuris l'kayim.